Always great to have your company. Back to your call shortly, 1300 736 736. Melbourne has jumped up a couple of spots on the 40 winks ladder with the game in hand, of course, as well, still to play Essendon, so they've got that one still to come. Your bed should be your biggest supporter. Find yours at 40 winks. And Jake Lever, Melbourne defensive star, has been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Jake. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me, mate.
Where do I find you right now? Where are you? Where are you staying? I understand you're sticking around in Adelaide. Is that correct?
Yeah, so obviously with us, we play in about 4 days at Adelaide Oval again. So pretty lucky. We're sitting in the city of Adelaide at the minute. I'm just in my hotel room. So, yeah, we're lucky that we get to stay and yeah, hang around for a few days before we take on North Melbourne.
Which hotel and what are you allowed to do and what aren't you allowed to do?
So we're at the Playford, just on North Terrace, so right across the road from the casino. To be honest, we're allowed to do most things. We're allowed to go out and grab a takeaway coffee and able to walk around the city and stuff like that. So nice to get some fresh air. And obviously there's some boys in the team that have immediate family that live in Adelaide. So I think they get to see their family too, which is obviously very, very lucky for them to be able to do that. So, yeah, I guess we get to enjoy our time here while we are. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting a game on Sunday.
So because you've come in Queensland, you're obviously coming from a state that's deemed to be safe to South Australia. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, that's the way. Obviously, if we were still in Victoria, we would have had to come over and quarantine for the 2 weeks. But because we've come from Queensland, Maroochydore, we've obviously quite COVID safe up there at the minute, and we're able to just come into SA and not really have to do any of the quarantine. But obviously with the AFL rules, they're trying to be as safe as possible for us players and, you know, to hopefully not attract the virus. So, yeah, we're just only allowed to get takeaways, obviously not allowed to go out and eat at cafes and restaurants and stuff like that. But very lucky enough that we can go down the street and get a coffee.
So you allowed to see any old friends? I know you're a Victorian, but you spent so long in Adelaide, what, 56 games there. So are you allowed to catch up with old friends there? Is a guy like Alex Neil-Bullen, who's a South Australian, he's allowed to catch up with family?
Yeah. So Alex is allowed to catch up with family, as I said. So immediate family, you can, I think there's guidelines on, you can see them for a certain amount of time. I think it's about 2 or 3 hours. And for myself, you know, I'm allowed to see friends or family. I obviously don't have any family in Adelaide, but friends I can go for a walk and have coffee with them. So I'm trying to organise at the minute, trying to, obviously with a 4 day break, the schedule's pretty tight, but hopefully we can fit a walk in along the river near Adelaide Oval with a few friends.
So you got a few friends there because they booed you last night, but you would have expected that.
Yeah, the boys were speaking about that during the week. I thought they might have forgot, but once I was in my first contest and I think I got my first touch, the boo started coming. But as I said, it's all in a bit of fun, and the boys out there, a lot of the players I actually didn't play with, so it was quite a unique experience going out there last night, and a lot of the guys that are at the Crows now I didn't really play with, so. Obviously play with Tex and Elliot Himmelberg was there, but a lot of the other guys weren't there. So it was a unique feeling, not knowing really anyone, but obviously a few old friends out there.
How's Tex going? Because he's lost his jump. He'll get to 200 games before the season's over, but it seems that it's tough for Tex at the moment.
Oh, look, I think it's tough for everyone at the Adelaide Footy Club at the minute. I think that, speaking to a couple of boys after the game there, obviously really disappointed with how their season's going. And but I think that, as a player playing on Tex, he still does have a lot of value in that forward line for Adelaide. You know, he was the one setting him up last night, and whether that was the right way or the wrong way, he was the one consistently talking. And I think that as a group, for the Adelaide forwards, I think you always need someone like that. And especially with, I think Tom Lynch played a lot of the game up on the wing. So Tex was really that most experienced forward down there. And he's obviously helping guys like Darcy Fogarty and Elliot Himmelberg out down there. So I think he does still have a role to play. And speaking to him after the game, as I said, that he, I guess that the results on the field aren't coming, but they're trying to build something. And I think they've got the right people there at the minute. He's just got to keep working through and trying to help all the young guys there.
As a defender, as a leader from defence as well, you've been under siege in recent times. What's the emotion like? What was the thought when you first woke up this morning?
Oh, look, I think that it's always better waking up after a win, that's for sure. I think that the week before against Port Adelaide, we were very, very disappointed as a whole footy club and as a whole group with how we played. But we just focused on during the week really about our process. And, you talk about that one result. Before that, we were playing some pretty good footy. We probably were slacking off losing our cool for about 10 to 15 minutes throughout a game, and it ended up costing us a few games that, if we were switched on in those 10 to 15 minutes, the results might have been different. But that Port Adelaide game obviously was a very disappointing effort from everyone. We just knew that if we stuck to the process throughout that week, that on the weekend, we knew that it was going to be a grind. I think that going into the game, we knew that Adelaide were going to have some heat on them. I think they didn't play very well the week before, so we knew they were going to come out and fire, and we knew that it could take all night. And it ended up did, and in the last quarter, the boys went to work, especially around the middle of the ground and up forward, and us defenders in the last quarter didn't have to do a hell of a lot.
Were you offended, or was your president right when he threw out, soft as butter, insipid, disgraceful, that kind of stuff?
Oh, look, I think that as a leader, as you said, of a football club, you do take that to heart, and you do feel a little bit of responsibility once the president does make those calls. And I think that it was just really important for myself, Jack Viney, Max Scorn, Jake Melksham, these type of guys that are leaders of the footy club, to really drive the week. And I know speaking to Goody and speaking to others, you do take it a little bit to heart, but in the end, I think that the way that we responded was really good, and we took the 4 points, and we're just looking to keep building because the game is starting to come to us a little bit now, and we're starting to play some good football in patches, and now we just have to continue to do that for four quarters.
So you believe you have turned a bit of a corner, or that it's not that far away? You beat North Melbourne, you're 5-5 with a game in hand.
Yeah, I think that, in a season where there's so many different challenges and, obviously the swings of momentum in games at the minute isn't a hell of a lot, because if you're off by about 2 or 3%, you seem to be steamrolled quite easily. So for us, I think that on the weekend, last night, I thought that we turned a corner in terms of our stoppage game, especially in that last quarter. Once we got that going, I think that we've had ruck dominance from Max nearly all year. We probably just weren't taking advantage of that. And then, you constantly hear about our inside 50s. And I think that last night in the second half, especially, I think we became more predictable and we're able to score from there. So for us, I think there's definitely going to be learnings, no doubt about that, but plenty of positives for us from the game. And as I said, it was probably that Port Adelaide game that was the most disappointing, but the week before we had some positive stuff against Brisbane, and obviously we won the two games before that. So for us, we're just looking forward to continue to get better and stick to the process, because you see the teams that are doing that at the minute are getting the results.
Did you know much about how injured Max was before the game?
Not really. I think that's probably why he was praised so much, because he didn't really show it throughout the week. And I knew that he had a little bit of a niggle, but for him to be able to come out and play the way he did, especially in a position where, as you said, he had a little bit of a sore shoulder, and in the ruck, I think you use your shoulder a hell of a lot. So for him to be able to come out and perform the way he did, and to get out there, and even in that last quarter when he went forward and made that big contest down in the goal square, I think that just shows the leader that he's become. Even at the time that I've been at the football club, he's grown in leaps and bounds in that space, and now he's become a really spiritual leader of the footy club. And to see him out there last night, it was absolutely amazing.
I was talking about Alex Neil-Bullen earlier on in the show, Jake, talking about the fact that he does work, or has worked, in hospitals with people that are rehabbing from trauma. His grandmother was in a wheelchair after an accident as a jockey. He would know full well the ramifications of a sling tackle. How did you see that at the time, and how was he after the game?
Yeah, I think Nibs, you know, he's one of my closest mates at the footy club. I think he was definitely distraught after the game in terms of, you know, just wanting that, I think it was young Will Hamill was okay. And I think they have spoken after the game, and Will knew that there was no malice intended in it. And I think that, you know, for Alex, you know, speaking to him, as a small forward, his role is to put pressure on, and he obviously hasn't been playing this year, hasn't got a look in, and he finally got his opportunity. And yeah, I guess that in the first quarter, when you're trying to put the pressure on, things like this happen. I personally didn't see any malice intent. I think that in the end, the momentum of the tackle, when you're going that fast, and that sometimes can happen. But definitely speaking to Nibs after the game, he was disappointed. And the first thing that he wanted to do was just make sure that Will Hamill was all right. And I think he was. I think they just made a precaution. I read early on in the day that he had a concussion in round four, so they were just really worried about, you know, getting another concussion, because we can see how dangerous it can get if you continue to get concussions. So, but yeah, look, I think that he'll move on from this, and whatever he gets, and he'll move on.
And you do believe that these kind of tackles need the players that cause these concussions with those tackles need to get something, whatever that ends up being?
Oh, I think that you definitely need to stamp stuff like this out of the game. But I think that, you know, most players, they don't mean that malice. I think that when you get the chance to tackle, sometimes you really want to stamp your authority in that moment. And sometimes these things happen. You know, I could name 12 to 15 things last night that had the same effect, but then you know, a player that got tackled was able to put his arm down and not really get his head straight into the dirt. You know, I was involved in one as well where I was lucky enough that I got my arm out a little bit, where the momentum of that tackle, if you're running backwards and the tackler swings you around, if you're lucky enough that you can get your arm out, it does brace that fall. But if you don't brace that fall, I think that things like this happen. So, but I think that, every player doesn't really mean to tackle like that. You can speak to everyone in the AFL. It's not anyone's goal to go out and sling tackle someone and give them a concussion, because that's the last thing that you want to do. But I think it's just about teaching the right technique and then making sure that, you know, at least the player, you know, you talk about pinning the arm, at least the player can sort of brace his fall.
What did you make of the Aaron Vandenberg reversal?
I actually didn't see it, Dwayne. I was up the other end, and all of a sudden, I was pumped because I knew there wasn't long left, and Malky got that holding the ball free kick, and then all of a sudden, all the forwards just started walking towards the group. So I didn't actually see it. I still haven't seen it, but I don't know. What was your take on it? Was it there?
I think the reversal's there, but I think only there because in 2020 we're trying to get rid of that after the play stopped. Little sniper push, and what Aaron did I don't think was that bad. It was just over the line by a toe, and I'm happy with that reversal. And in general, I think that we'd probably need to get that out of the game a little, because it's not really required. But I can understand if there's other people that think that's always been part of the game and we should leave it in. So where are you at it with it? Do you think we should leave that in or take that kind of stuff out?
Well, as a defender, I'm usually on the receiving end of it, so maybe we should take
right.
it out. So, but yeah, look, I think that throughout the game of footy, I think you can see now the umpires are really taking effect of or taking notice of those things. And even throughout the night, you know, the high tackles that we gave away that we thought was a bit of an issue, we kept coming in really hot and giving away high tackles. And then even in marking contests now, you see a lot of blocking and trying to protect, and so the umpires are taking notice of things off the ball. And I think, as you said, the taunting after a free kick or a goal or whatever it is, it definitely probably does need to go out of the game. It's probably a little bit of a bad look, but I'm probably saying that because I'm usually on the receiving end of it.
But it is something that I'm sure you are sick of. A bloke kicks a goal on you and then he wants to jump into you straight after he's kicked it.
Yeah, oh, look, it is what it is. I'm a bit of a guy out there that have a bit of fun. I got it last night. Darcy Fogarty kicked the first goal in the game for me and on me, and a few of the old Crows boys got into me. All a bit of fun. It's probably just that one where, you know, maybe you're standing the mark, or you know that happens and someone comes and you know gets you from behind where you don't see and you fall over or whatever it is. I think that if it's just a sort of just to get in your face, I think that's all part of being a competitive footballer, and but in the end, you don't want any, you know, cheap shots or anything like that.
The difference between Clayton Oliver and Patrick Cripps or Dustin Martin is how often he plays that kind of game that he played last night.
Yeah, look, I think Claz, he was obviously phenomenal last night, and he's a guy that, you know, for me, I've been watching him train as hard as anyone over the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, just continue to work on his game. And he's someone that he's probably taken his game to a new level this year in terms of his explosiveness out of a stoppage. When you thought of Clayton Oliver in his first couple of years, he's a guy that could create with handball and a really contested player. But at the minute, he's able to get out of the stoppage with his driving of his legs. And yeah, I thought last night he put a really good game together. And it's just the back of, you know, him working hard, and it was just great to see him play well. But I think that you still can mention him in the name, you know, in the likes of Dusty Martin and Paddy Cripps, because I think that he's going to take his game to a new level like he did last night. And if he just keeps working hard at it, he'll definitely get there.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I mean, he has got an upside. If he could do it, you know, I don't know, it's a 17-game season. So if he could do it 14 times for the year, it would be all of a sudden make you guys a different team.
Yeah, absolutely. And but I also think that, you know, the midfield that we have at the minute, we've got, you know, Christian Petrarca, who, you know, you talk about taking your game to another level. He's definitely done that this year. And then another guy, you know, Jack Vine, he's obviously former skipper of the club. And then we've got Angus Brayshaw rolling in off the bench. We've got guys like Aaron Vandenberg, James Harms can go in there at times, and now a young fella in Tommy Sparrow who's taken leaps and bounds, not only throughout the preseason, but now that he's got his opportunity. So I think the thing is if we just continue to get guys to play their role, there's one every so often is one person's going to have a really, really good game, because in the end, if you have four or five of them having really good games, it probably just doesn't happen in football these days. But if we continue to just keep rolling those guys through, I'm really looking forward to see what they can become.
So your next fixture is to be announced. You've got North Melbourne at the Adelaide Oval in a few days. Then you've got Collingwood at the Gabba. And your game after that will be the Bulldogs round 13 at Metricon.
Yes. So obviously, I think what's that? It would be a 5 or 6 day break after the Collingwood game. We're... yeah, I think that at the minute the players are adjusting to the whole shorter breaks, and we don't train as much, or you know, don't do as much throughout the week. So, I think that as a player at the minute, it's more about getting your mental side going again, because usually you have 7 or 8 days to recharge and get ready to, you know, go into battle almost for a football game. And at the minute, when you only get 4 or 5 days, I think the most important thing for players is really getting that mental side and making sure you're ready to go in 100%. Because as I spoke about earlier, if you're off 2 or 3%, it can really cost you. So we're just looking forward to continue to challenge ourselves. And as you said, you know, North Melbourne, Collingwood, Western Bulldogs, there's some three pretty good sides. So we're looking forward to challenging ourselves.
And feel free to tell me to nick off by asking you about your personal life, but the Wise and Partners situation, I don't know what your situation is, but they're all on the Gold Coast, or many of them are sort of in Queensland, and you're staying in now in Adelaide for 4 or 5 days without them. But what's it like when you get back together as a whole family unit?
Yeah, so my wife and my 5-month-year-old son up in Maroochydore at the minute while we're down in Adelaide. They come up with me right from the get-go when we first moved into the hub. So it's been super helpful for me personally, because I guess the danger of going into a hub is that you're consistently just talking and worrying about football, and sometimes that can really mentally drain you. You know, I just spoke about recharging the batteries and making sure you can go again all the time because of the shorter breaks. But for me, it's just amazing to be able to, you know, after training, before training, whatever it is, just be able to hang out with my wife Jess and my son Jace, you know, whenever that is, and just really enjoy time with them. And obviously, in Queensland, we can go for a walk and go to the beach and do recovery and stuff, which we probably wouldn't have been able to do in Melbourne. So my son, I don't really know if it's a term, but he's been a bit of an isolation baby. He hasn't seen a lot of people because from when he was born, all the COVID stuff was really starting to come in. So he hasn't seen a lot of people. So now that he's been able to get to the hub and go to the meals room at the hub and see so many people, I've just seen him develop so much in 1 or 2 months. So it's actually been really positive for us and something that, you know, I'm sure he won't remember it, but I'll definitely remember it.
That's a beautiful story. I presume the single blokes don't, and I was the same when I was single, and I'm sure you're the same when you were single. They don't quite get what it's like to see your child after spending a couple of days away from them.
Yeah, they don't. I think that, that's something that, you know, when you're becoming a dad and when your wife's pregnant or your partner's pregnant, they always tell you that being a dad's going to be the best thing ever. And I guess that at the time, you don't really understand until it happens to you. But, you know, you talk about single blokes. The single blokes on this trip have been the most amazing people for, you know, Jace and the other kids that are at the hub for the Melbourne Footy Club. They love the kids now. They spend so much time with them. They give the kids so much time, and it probably gives the parents a little bit of a break when all the single boys or the guys with just girlfriends come over and want to babysit for half an hour. So it's been a really, really good family environment at the Melbourne hub, and looking forward to, you know, obviously playing North Melbourne this week, but then getting back up there and spending time with family again.
Great stuff, Jake. Really good to be able to have a lengthy chat with you about footy and life. It was it's been enlightening for me. So it was great to call you last night, see Melbourne play that kind of game, and can't wait for your game this week against North either. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Dwayne.